Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. And recently, the DWR has decided that they are going to put a stop to shed hunting because of the way the herds are right now. Just for a little bit, we'll talk about all of that, when it may kick back up, and all of those other great things as we move through the interview. But we thought it was really important to get Aaron in and kind of talk about it. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Dave.
So this is something that, you know, you and I discussed, you know, that we just had you in last month to talk about the class starting up and all that good stuff. And now they've got the class, you know, the class had started, but now we're having issues with the herds, and they're concerned about the herd. So let's talk about that and what kind of went into this decision that they've made.
Yeah, so shed hunting is a fun, family-friendly activity, but there's the potential for people to be excited and get out in the field and put pressure on these animals. And what I mean by that is, in early spring, late winter, these animals have had generally a hard time. They're trying to keep alive. They're living basically off of their body fat reserves. And these pregnant females, they really depend on those body fat reserves, especially at this time of year, so that they can give birth to healthy offspring in the coming months. And with all of the incredible amount of precipitation we've received across the state this year, which is great for our drought conditions, we've decided to put a closure on our shed hunting season from now until April 30th. And the reason why, again, is we just are trying to discourage people from getting out and about and recreationally pushing and stressing these animals at this critical time of year.
And there was something in there that says, you know, to kind of keep a close eye and that, because it may not go. You may rescind it earlier if the conditions are going to permit. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. So typically in the state of Utah, we require an ethics course to be taken for anyone who's going to go shed hunting from the 1st of February until the end of April. And right now we've just decided to close this opportunity off, but it could change. It's weather dependent, so.
And there are, you know, there are issues kind of statewide. In fact, I think the last time we had you in, we had even talked about some of the areas in the northern part of the state are actually even allowing people to put out feed for these animals. That's how bad the situation is for them up there. Is that still going on right now?
Yeah, that is. So again, in the northern portion of the state especially, we've had a lot more snow. And, I mean, I'm trying to look on the bright side here. We definitely need it because that moisture is what goes into the vegetation that feeds these animals throughout the rest of the year. But right now, I mean, you're seeing a lot of animals through Carbon County and Emory County close to the sides of the road. And the reason why is because the snow is less deep down by the roads.
And so we're not allowed to do that here, I believe, was because of the chronic wasting disease. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. We're not going to do any feeding down here in the southeastern portion of Utah. And the reason why is because the risk of spreading that chronic wasting disease, the CWD, is so much higher in our region. And that's a disease that kills the animal. I mean, there's no half measures with that. So it's a very dangerous disease, and we don't want it to spread amongst our herds.
All right. So as of right now, no shed hunting until April 30th. However, keep an eye out because that could change. Is there anything else that's tied into this? Or once you guys reinstate, was everyone supposed to have already had the class taken before they canceled the hunt itself?
No, you could take the class at any time just in this window period.
So. All right. So once again, just keep an ear out and keep an eye out, and we'll pass it along if it should happen. But as of right now, no shed hunting until at least April 30th. That may change as far as, you know, the date may change, and you may pull that back sooner. It just depends on the conditions and how things are going.
That's correct.
All right. And everything else as far as the deer and everything, are we looking good except for this one exception that we're having right now?
Yeah, it is. I mean, all across the state we've been doing our population counts, and we've been measuring the body fat of different deer in different units. We just finished up our captures a couple months ago, and things are looking pretty good. So if we can pull through this winter with all this precipitation, we hope for a good spring green up and a lot of fat calves and fawns in the springtime.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Aaron Bott from the Division of Wildlife Resources all about the stoppage to shed hunting until April 30th. And, you know, pay close attention because that could change. Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time today and letting us know about this. This is important information that we need to get out there. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.